Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 8th to the 14th, 2011. While Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails continue their open-ended hunger strike, Palestinians and Israelis reach a prisoner swap deal after years of negotiations. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers continue their attacks against Palestinian communities. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. Four injured and many treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation this week when Israeli troops attacked anti-wall protests organized at a number of West Bank villages. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura has more.
Four civilians, including a 12-year-old boy, were slightly wounded by Israeli troops' fire in the village of Annabi Saleh in central West Bank. Troops attacked the weekly protest there before it left the village and fired tear gas at villagers and their international supporters. Moreover, soldiers invaded the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Bil'in and Na'lin villages, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when troops fired tear gas at them as they protested the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands there. In southern West Bank, villages of Al-Masara, Beit Umar, Yatta and Beit Ula protested the wall on Friday. Friday protests were in solidarity with the Palestinian prisoners on hunger strike since 2 weeks. In Beit Ula, troops attacked the protest and injured one man after hitting him with a tear gas bomb in the abdomen. Another man was injured in Beit Umar by troops' tear gas. No injuries were reported in Yatta village, but residents said that troops did not allow them to reach their lands where Israel is building the wall. In Al-Masara, Israeli soldiers did not allow the protest to leave the village and used rifle butts and batons to force people back into the village. For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
This week, Palestinians and Israelis reached long-pending prisoner swap deal. The deal has been welcomed widely by the population in Gaza. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has the details.
Palestinian Authority and Hamas welcomed the deal as a key breakthrough in longest-standing swap deal. Palestinian masses in Gaza took to streets to hail the agreement, while Hamas's senior leaders spoke in loudspeakers to the cheerful crowds. In the Gaza Strip, Dr. Salah al-Bardawil told IMEMC.org that his party is calling on the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah to stop what he termed security coordination with Israel. Al-Bardawil believes that cutting off contacts with Israel would enable the PA to improve conditions of negotiations over the prisoner's profile. Also in Gaza, human rights groups protested what it termed Israeli maltreatment of Palestinian prisoners. Deputy Director for the Palestinian Human Rights Center in Gaza, Mr. Jaber Ushah, called on Israel to resort to what he called rationalism and wisdom. He maintained that the suffering of soldier Gilad Shalit's parents is exactly the same of the suffering of thousands of Palestinian mothers, wives and children who belong to thousands of other prisoners still in Israeli jails. The Palestinian Authority in Ramallah welcomed the deal. Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas, Ismail Haniya, phoned Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to brief the latter on details of the latest swap deal. According to the deal, Israel is expected to release 1,027 Palestinian prisoners from various Israeli jails. The would-be released include dozens of women and minor detainees. In return, Hamas agreed to free soldier Gilad Shalit, who was captured by the ruling Hamas party in June 2006. For IMEMC.org, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Two mosques were vandalized this week in separate incidents, and staff and students in Cordoba School in Hebron protest excessive security at their school. IMEMC's William Gibson reports.
Early Monday morning, dozens of extremist Israeli settlers attacked Palestinians tending their olive trees in the village of Azmut, east of Nablus, in the groves near the illegal settlement of El Moah. After half an hour of verbal exchanges, a fight ensued before the Israeli army arrived on the scene to disperse the crowds. Hours before dawn on Monday, The mosque in the upper Galilee village of Tuba Zangora was put to the torch in an attack which left countless holy books destroyed and severely damaged the interior. Several hours after the attack, two people were arrested regarding the incident. The main suspect, reported to be a Jewish youth of 18 years of age, is due to be released on Sunday. Judge Nitzer Maimon Shashua has extended his remand until then to provide the police with the opportunity to find solid evidence. If none is discovered, then the young man will be released without charge. Another mosque was destroyed on Tuesday, in the North Jordan Valley village of Wadi El Melech, only this destruction was sanctioned by the Israeli government. The mosque was built without a construction permit, a document of incredible rarity in this valley, and has now been reported to have been destroyed numerous times over the last year. Beit Tamar has had a busy week, starting with the military incursion on Tuesday morning, which saw the secretary of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements within the town, Ahmad Abu Hasham, arrested along with his 18-year-old son Youssef. After ransacking his house with military hounds and reportedly beating his other sons, the two were taken into custody at an undisclosed location before being released hours later. Residents of the town clashed with soldiers in protest before being dispersed. Thursday morning saw more Israeli soldiers invested in Beit Omar, as three residents were arrested during an early morning raid. Clashes broke out across the village after the residents announced a solidarity strike to show their support for the striking detainees. Several residents suffered tear gas inhalation after the gas was used to disperse the crowd. Separately, eyewitnesses reported seeing Beit Omar youth, Amir Sabarakna, being shot in the shoulder by an Israeli soldier, before being beaten and taken away in the back of an army vehicle. Similar arrests took place across the West Bank, with three men in their 20s being arrested in the northern West Bank town of Jenin on Thursday, along with American University of Jenin student Alaa Mohamed Kwale on Tuesday morning. Two youth in the village of Al-Bashir were arrested and taken to Salim military base on Tuesday morning before being released shortly after. Ongoing harassment and violence has been launched by settlers and soldiers at the students of Kotuba School in Hebron. The faculty and pupils have been protesting the use of the electronic gate, scanners and physical searches as they make their way to the school. After several days of abuse by the soldiers over the protest, staff and students held a class outside the school on an unused concrete Israeli roadblock on Thursday, where they were soon pelted with stones and glass bottles by extremist Israeli settlers. Earlier today, on Friday, hundreds of settlers invaded the neighbourhoods in West Bank city of Bethlehem. They arrived in droves through a nearby village, setting up base in Sha'ab Salman and Al-Nalech neighbourhoods in the village of Irtas. This is not the first and by no means the last settler incursion into the area in the attempt to take over Abu Zaid Mountain for the sake of expanding the illegal settlement of Efret. According to the settlers' website, the building of a new settlement in the Al-Nakhla neighbourhood is in the air. Seeking to end the surge in violent attacks across the occupied territories, Rupert Colville, the spokesperson for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, stated that Israel has a legal obligation to protect Palestinian civilians and property in the occupied Palestinian territory. For IMEMC.org, this is William Gibson.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rushmali.